The busy cruise ship town of Skagway is looking for a solution to the rock slides that continue to pepper its largest cruise ship dock. It also hopes to prevent a major rock slide that experts are calling inevitable. As winter approaches, the window to execute a workable solution gets smaller and smaller. A geotechnical engineering firm is working on a project design and made its initial pitch during the last borough assembly meeting. The railroad dock in Skagway has drawn international attention this summer as videos of cruise passengers running from rock slides and clouds of debris have gone viral throughout the cruising community. The forward berth of the town's largest cruise ship dock was shut down earlier this summer, about a week before a large slide hit the area. The town has been operating only 3 out of 4 berths ever since. That's resulted in the loss of about 125,000 passengers this season. If the community wants to return to hosting 4 ships at a time in 2023, they'll have under 7 months to fix the problem. National geotechnical engineering firm Shannon & Wilson made its initial pitch to mitigate the slide potential at the Borough Assembly's September 1st meeting. Anchorage-based geotechnical engineer Kyle Brennan's tone was hopeful but realistic.
It's a complicated issue and time is not helping.
Brennan says there are approximately 40,000 to 60,000 yards of rock that need to be moved off the mountainside to prevent both major and minor rock slides. The process will involve mechanically removing the rock, lifting it up over the hillside, and depositing the material out of the way of the view shed of Lower Dewey Lake, then repeating the process down the slope until it is completed. He says there are 2 problem areas. One is the continued smaller rock slides, of which there have been several over the past few weeks. The other is the large unstable mass at the top of the slope that he says will eventually release and destroy the area below the slide zone and potentially much more if left untouched.
What we're trying to do is twofold. One, remove this very large hazard, but also in doing so, we should greatly reduce the amount of rockfall that's produced along this slope because we no longer have that moving rock mass. The rockfall hazard will never go away completely because you have a steep rock slope, and steep rock slopes over time generate rockfall occasionally, but the frequency of those rockfalls should be reduced dramatically.
The most recent calculations say that the large rock mass is separating from the mountainside at a rate of 2.5 inches per year, up from between 1 and 1.5 inches just a few years ago. Brennan says his firm will have 10% design plans for mitigation completed by September 16th. Without those plans, permits can't be applied for, grant proposals can't be made, and a contractor cannot be hired. Even if the 10% design plans are made by the middle of September, it won't be likely that permits will be approved, even if expedited, until midwinter.
If we can get that contractor on early, you know, there are certain components of the project that maybe they can start that don't really rely so much on the permitting, you know, staging equipment, establishing access, maybe doing some work to prep the upslope disposal site for the rock.
That may include improving road access to Lower Dewey Lake to get large excavators and dump trucks to the construction site. Assemblymember Orion Hansen suggested progress needs to start on those developments immediately.
Because any suggestion of a helicopter getting an excavator up that mountain seems completely impossible to me.
And without helicopter-assisted access, road work would need to begin before the winter freeze.
You're saying we can't really do any excavation until sometime in the winter? We have to mobilize well before that if we have any chance of pulling this off before next year.
And though the company believes there could come a time when no contractors will agree to take the job because it has become too dangerous, they say that time is not now, and they are confident a mitigation project can work if done expeditiously. For now, Shannon and Wilson are only focusing on the north slide area above the railroad dock. Project cost estimates and funding options were not discussed in detail. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.